Right now, though, ladies and gentlemen, we are going back to the phones, and we're going to go talk to a very important person, Professor Donna Hope. And Professor Donna Hope is standing by right now, and we're going to go talk to Professor Donna Hope. And she is here to tell us about the Dance Hall Archive and Research Initiative, a very, very big project that is about to be launched. Hello, Professor Donna Hope.
Hi, good evening. And I'm speaking to the DJ first.
Yes.
You're hearing me. Okay, hi, hello to you and all your listeners. Big up to the Tri-State area, all the crew.
Well, thank you very much, and it's good to have you on. Now, first and foremost, I was told that you are currently in Los Angeles.
Yes, I'm actually in a lecture room in UCLA right now. I just completed a discussion, and I have a couple more activities to do for the week. Part of the work on Jamaican culture and, of course, the Dance Hall Archives and Research Initiative.
Okay. So we know that there's a lot happening, and we're hearing, obviously, voices in the background. But Professor Donna Hope, Mr. Louis Grant, is reminding me to say hello on his behalf.
Oh, yes, Louis and I go way back. Hello, wherever you are. We go way back. I won't say way back, but it's not so far. But we go far. We went to high school together, so it's there I said it.
Yeah. So he had to, you know, make sure that I did not miss that part. But Professor Donna Hope, tell us about this Dance Hall Archive and Research Initiative, and what is it all about?
Okay, well, officially we launched the Dance Hall Archive and Research Initiative is a project that I have been thinking about for about more than 10 years, and which I launched after my full professorship was, you know, signed off on by the University of the West Indies, because it brings together for me a lot of the work that I have been doing and, of course, some of the ideas that I would want to have coalescing around Jamaican dancehall culture. Mm-hmm. And also forcing a lot of conversations, because of course there's still a long discussion as to whether or not dancehall is a genre. Do we have it? Is it something that is a genre all by itself? Mm-hmm. I gather that when dancehall is doing bad things, it's a genre. When it's not, it's a part of reggae.
Whoa.
So I'm a child of dancehall. We always knew it as a genre, and
yes,
so we continue to see it as such, you see. But what the Dancehall Archive and Research Initiative is doing is to really promote and preserve and encourage art, scholarship, research, writing, you know, theorizing around Jamaican dancehall culture,
yes,
as one of the key genres of music that have come out of Jamaica and that has resonated across the world. And so we are looking at trying to do several things. And there's a team, There's a team of persons working with me on this project. People can look at our website, www.dancehallarchive.org, and see what some of the plans that we have. Mm-hmm. Our mission is to promote and preserve and encourage the art and scholarship and culture of Jamaican, of dancehall culture, but also to do many things. And so we plan to, for example, you know, engage in some research projects. We have started a couple of them. Our dancehall narrative project is on the way. And so calling out all the old school dancehall people, my people, please log on to our Facebook. We have a Facebook page, Dancehall Archive. Log on and connect with us. We also have an Instagram page, at Dancehall Archive. You can follow us and connect with us, because we're going to want to hear your stories.
Okay.
And, you know, you are a man in dancehall behaving badly. But no, you're a productive citizen and you are doing very well, and your children have graduated from college, or whatever you're doing. You know, we want to hear some of these stories. We're also doing a mapping of dancehall culture and the connections it has to other genres, other music genres like grime and reggaeton and hip-hop, and other, you know, some of these forms that are connected to dancehall, Afrobeat and others.
Mm-hmm.
So we are looking at some of that. And we are doing some works on dancehall that have not been done. We have a lot of activities in dancehall that have not been properly written about or historicized. A lot of our music, stage shows, for example, we don't have anything written except in the newspapers. Journalists like yourself and others have done a lot of work, but we don't have much to draw on.
Right.
So we're trying to encourage a lot of that work. And we also want artifacts. So we want to stage a few exhibitions with cultural artifacts, clothing, you know, the technology, old classics and tea, things that are telling you what dancehall culture has been, what it is, and how people engage with it over the years, you know, from the 80s coming forward.
Right. Now, that's all very interesting. So, you know, one of the obvious questions that a lot of people would ask is, how has a professor such as yourself, how have you gotten involved with dancehall to, you know, such a serious level that you want to do this and start this initiative?
Well, you know, I am a child of dancehall. I grew up and I have written a couple books. My first book, Inner the Dancehall, tells in the preface of who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Grew up listening to dancehall and the buses going to school in Spanish Town, and really growing up as a young woman and attending a lot of dancehall events and activities, and then of course going to the university and wondering how and why we are, you know, responding to dancehall in that way. And so doing my first big research, a master's in philosophy and political science, which becomes a book called Inner the Dancehall,
mm-hmm.
that looks at the kind of power dynamics in Jamaica, you know, the class discussion and the strife and all of that.
Yeah, yeah.
But looking at it through dancehall culture, right? So that book tells you a lot in the beginning of who I am and why I chose to do this work. So my work is really, I'm a professor of culture, gender, and society, so my work is really looking at the culture, a lot of the gender dynamics, as well as the kind of social dynamics, the power, the struggles, you know, people who are at the bottom are people who are squeezed down, what happens to them and why, and how dancehall choirs with a lot of these things. It talks about poverty, it talks about hard life, it talks about mama, love for mama, you know, hopes and dreams that people have, or you want to dress your way out of it, or you want to earn big money, or you want to buy a big house. These are things that come out in
yeah.
the music a lot.
Yeah.
And even while the language of dancehall is very colorful and also very extreme, but it carries a lot of meaning. I mean, come on, sometimes you take a dancehall, one line in a dancehall song, try and translate it, you might get an entire book chapter if you're not careful because of the amount of stuff that is in that one line, you know?
Yes.
So a lot of my work has been to try and understand and then to do the research and bring out the information. The dancehall archive is really just, as I say, the end result of a lot of that. But it's really a lot of work on the culture of Jamaica, the gender discussion, the social dynamics, the power struggles, and the things that ordinary people have to live through, and how they kind of find comfort in the music, and how they make meaning about themselves and feel good about themselves, and the ways that they do it through dancehall culture.
Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Professor Donna Hope, and we are telling everybody around the tri-state area who's listening to the radio right now that you need to be aware of this dancehall archive and research initiative. It sounds very unique, and this is something that I personally will definitely be checking out. So there's a Facebook page and there's an Instagram page, and that's the
Dancehall Archive, yes. And we have a website, www.dancehallarchive.org. It's not .com, it's .org.
Okay.
And when you see our website, you'll know, because the colors we use, the signature colors of the Jamaican flag.
Right.
The black, the green, and the gold. So our DHA logo and everything around our website is oriented around the colors of the Jamaican flag. As you see it, you'll know it. Go and follow us, and we want to hear from people. And I want to big up all my friends and family in the tri-state. I have a lot of friends and family. I'm a Jamaican. You know, we have a lot of people in the
yes.
tri-state.
Yes. So yes, yes.
I big it up, everybody who listening to me. Donna Hope from Linstead, same one. Yes. I have to big up my people, because a lot of people are in the tri-state area who are my people. And I also told the Dancehall Archive crew team, we have people, we have personnel, we have a team member in Germany, we have a team member in Venezuela, there's a team member in Barbados. And let me tell you, I'm working with a lot of young people, you know.
Yes.
Because the young people in their 30s and 20s, mm-hmm. they are the ones who are helping us to understand. You see, today, the new form and the new sounds, they have to work with us as well. They also have the energy. So this project is not just about people who are in their 50s and 60s and 70s.
Right.
It's about people in their 20s and 30s who are building out their energy. So after the team is listening in as well. And I mean, we have to give thanks for the support that we have gotten so far from everyone.
Yeah, most definitely. And of course, you need all people on deck, because Dancehall is it's a culture, it's a movement, it's something that keeps us all connected. So yeah, we need the young folks, the older folks, and we need everybody to come together to understand first and foremost what this thing called dancehall is all about. And Professor, that's why I have to applaud you. I have to applaud you for taking on this kind of work, because we know that dancehall music has been demonized by a lot of people, and I think this can bring about some understanding.
Yes, and you know, one of the other things I'm doing this project, I mean, I'm actually in a classroom at UCLA and having a discussion about Skia with a Mexican-American woman. And one of the things that comes, you know Skia, right? We all know Skia.
Of course.
We all know Skia.
Yes.
Well, one of the stories that is around Skia in the contemporary world is that Skia is a white American music from this
yes.
side of the world.
Exactly.
You know this, right? Because
exactly.
again, as a Jamaican form, we have not done enough work to ensure that we own the origins of Skia
yes.
as Jamaican. We,
yes.
we have not owned it well. I am a dancehall. I am a child of dancehall.
Mm-hmm.
The Dancehall Archive and Research Initiative is owning dancehall as an indigenous Jamaican project.
Yes.
And so for the other music genres, I would have encouraged individuals who are as connected to it as they, you know, would have been a part of their own youth activity to own it in the way that I am doing. Because let me say, there will not be any sound anywhere that is going to say dancehall is a European form, or dancehall will always be known as a Jamaican indigenous product
right.
that goes all over
right.
the world.
Right.
That is one of the reasons why I am ensuring that I will not be in a room in any classroom anywhere in the world, and I travel all over the world, and anyone will ever be able to say to me, well, dancehall is really coming from Europe, and you know, but no.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm mm-hmm. standing in this room now having a discussion about Skia. And I'm saying, no, I know there's a huge scam movement in Los Angeles and in the side of the U.S., a huge scam movement.
Yes, yes, there
America
is.
America has not done enough work to remind many individuals that the indigenous home of Skia, for example, is that little island called Jamaica. We have to own our music genres.
Yes.
While we may not be always happy with it, we must own them, we must claim them. They are our children, they come from our lives, and all the music and the fashion and the character is Jamaican, and they are very attractive. And the people outside of Jamaica find our music forms to be very attractive and want
yes.
to be a part of it. So we must own it wherever we find ourselves, and regardless of who we are, each of us has connections to at least one or two music genres. Because you know, the age you are, like I am a dancehall fan, but also reggae music is something that I grew up in, and I love all forms because I love all the genres. But I grew up to dancehall, old
right.
school dancehall.
Well,
yes.
well, I totally understand where you're coming from, and ladies and gentlemen, we want you to check out Dancehall Archive and Research Initiative. Professor Donna Hope, can you just give us the website and the Instagram and the Facebook once again?
Also, our website is www.dancehallarchive.org. There's no S, dancehallarchive.org. We are live on the internet. Go and look at our website. We have a dancehall bibliography for people who are writing papers
mm-hmm.
and books on dancehall. You can find a lot of information as to which sources you can look at, all the books and articles and journal articles. We have put up that and it's being built. And you can also look at some of our collaborators. We are building that out. Our Instagram page is @dancehallarchive, no S, and if you click on, you will find us with our signature DHA in the colors of the Jamaican flag. And of course, our Facebook page, Dancehall Archive. Search for us and you will find us. Please follow us, please link with us. And of course, send us a message, because my team is always at work. Team of young people, you're always busy working. We got the members of the team, of the DHA team. You know, Bertland, Tanya, Kareem, Jose in Venezuela, Patrick in Germany, Nikisha in Barbados. So we have a team all over.